is that cutting edge inside media? What is that cutting edge inside intercessory prayer? We have to find that niche that is unique to prophetic edge, that prophetic edge was called to. And the moment we step into that, it's like a plumb line that falls and heaven opens up. There's protection, there's covering, there's glory, there's fire, because we're inside the plumb line, we're inside the perfect will of Father.
You done?
Yes, Prof.
Amen. That goes a step further. Every one of you have been mantled differently within prophetic edge. As you are on this call right now, you made it back into 2020 by the ordaining of the Holy Spirit, not by my choice. I laid you down. You here because God told you to be here. Every one of you were upgraded as we crossed into 2020. Because that was my prayers and my decrees. You'll notice an increase in the level of anointing and in your gifting. Every one of you went up a notch because of how I was decreeing and praying over you. So everybody has been upgraded. You're all at a different level. But now it is important for you to know what your role is in prophetic edge. All of you were not called to be the key intercessor. All of you were not called to be the watchman for this ministry. Some of you have been called to carry a kingly anointing to provide financially for this ministry. Some of you have been called to carry a mantle of worship in this ministry. Some of you have been called to carry the mantle of a watchman and intercessor in this ministry. Some of you have been called to carry a mantle of deliverance in the ministry. Some of you have been called to carry a mantle of a shepherd, a pastor, a teacher, a communicator. It is now important that every one of you come to the realization of what your role is in this ministry and start operating in it. Some of you have been called to take this ministry in media to where God wants to use it, because one of the greatest parts of our vision is to be a media ministry for the end times. God showed me that even after the rapture, prophetic edge is going to continue ministering to the people left behind on earth through our media ministry. You need to take this seriously. We have not been faithful in fulfilling the assignment of God over the ministry. God's called us to global television. He's called us to radio. He's called us to media print. And he's called us to build something that will outlast us even after the rapture. And we need to start taking that seriously and start working towards it. So I'm asking you over the next 21 days the following. Every one of you to pray and knock on heaven's doors. Why did God send you here? You were sent here for a reason. You weren't just sent here to be mentored by Apostle Belinda. It doesn't work that way. There's a two-way relationship here. There's something you need to do towards me in this ministry, and you need to find out what that is. Every one of us need to pray about it. And then every one of us must stick to those roles, because that is where God gives us the authority to operate. Amen. So it's really important that we come into that understanding and into that knowledge. We're going to go off now and come back, because there's a prophecy I must deliver. And then I'm finishing off. I know tonight is long, but you can treat it almost like a strategic meeting. We are rebirthing. No, sorry, Holy Ghost. We are launching the new prophetic edge with new vision, new mission, new mandates, new people tonight. And this was a strategic meeting. And I'm delivering to you insights into the way forward, but I'm asking every one of you to pray with me. Lord, what is the vision of the new prophetic edge international? I will ask for your contributions, but ultimately it is me that must take that responsibility. But every one of you, I'm calling on you to pray into the mandate, the vision, the mission of this ministry, the structure, and your role in the ministry. I've already asked the Lord, and he started speaking to me about several of you already and the role that you need to play. And then I'm going to start coaching you more into that role, but you need to take up your role seriously, because until you possess your role, God's not going to give you the next. If you didn't pass phase one, don't expect level two. You need to pass the last instruction God gave you, and then he gives you the larger territory. Not just Yeah, as far as the ministry is concerned, as far as everything's concerned. So if there's been a blockage in your life now, you will see why. So it's important that in this next 21 days, you seriously pray. So I'm asking all of you to be praying, and I'm asking you to post and send me what is God saying, post it to the group, what's God telling you about the vision for prophetic age. Over the next 21 days, I want you to post it to the group. What God's telling you about the madness that we're going to do moving forward. What is God telling you about our mission, about our mandate, about our vision? I want you to put it on the group. I will be looking at all the contributions and praying through it as I come up with a new vision and mission and mandates for the ministry. Then I want you to be praying about the role. Why did God put you here? What is it that you need to do? Why are you here? Each one of you need to go and ask God that. And then finally, I'm going to be playing you a clip as we end off the session. And this clip, this prophecy came through on the 2nd of January. While me and Corinne and Kirsten were in prayer, I was very ill on that day. And we were praying for me, but then the spirit of prophecy just fell in the room. And God started to speak to us about the way forward. And for the sake of time, I'm not going to play through everything because it's like 40 minutes. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to shorten what happened. So basically in the beginning, I start prophesying and I see the final battle, which is, by the way, one of the main reasons this ministry exists. And I saw who was on the battlefield with me, and everyone on this call was on the field with me. And I also saw those who would fall away. And those who I saw falling away have fallen away in the last 2 weeks. I saw it coming. And we were fighting this battle. And God showed me that he's calling for the resurrection of the boot camps. So many of you don't even know. Only Karina was with me when I did the boot camps. And God said, we need to resurrect the boot camps. I need to start training the army again because the time has come. And then Karin and Kirsten started prophesying. So now I want to try and find the place in the prophecy.
While we were worshiping.
Okay, well, Karin is very drunk on here. So if you hear her laughing, it's not because she thinks it's a joke. She was drunk under the glory. So just, yeah.
I saw Samuel standing with a horn full of oil, and he went to all of the sons, but David wasn't one of them. He was outside. He was the outcast. He was the overlooked. He was the one deemed not worthy by man. And God said to Samuel, there's still one more. And Samuel asked, you see another. And even the father said, yes, he's not worthy. And the Lord said, that's the one. So in the last decade, when you started out 2010, the 2010 to 2020 decade, you did what God asked you. And in 2 years, your life turned to mush. And the world said, you're not competent, you don't deserve it, you're not worthy. So they pushed you out. And the Lord sent his anointed, the anointed, and one part. A lot of people, none of them were found worthy. And he said, there's one more. And you were called. And the one was pulled out, quite literally. This is just a little. I didn't want to, but what I saw was a hole flooding you like a waterfall, a very oily shower. and I just, I sense that in the next 10 years, you're going to progressively take for the kingdom. What you will take now will be two nations. Next year will be four nations. In 2023 it will be eight nations. In 2024 it will be 60 nations. So it will multiply itself. I just dispute the number three now, because that's what dropped in my spirit. I'm not saying it is. I'm just sensing that 2020 is your year where God's going to right everything. What I mean by right is he's correcting it. Correcting it, and he's planting the pillars, and he's getting everything ready. Because from 2021 to 2029, an influx is going to come. And we need to ready the nets, we need to ready the boats, we need to ready the people. So that when the influx comes in 2021, that they won't be rushing around, falling around, stumbling around, everything will be in place. So I also sense that where you'll be going, you'll be preaching messages on equipping, on readying, on positioning, on getting ready for 2021. And I also see that our ministry is going to play a massive role in the young, in the youth. But not just the youth, the young adults. There's a gap from 15 to 35 that's currently getting lost. They're nowhere and not being caught. And they are the people that's looking for the truth. They are the people that's looking for those who will walk the talk, not preach it. I also see that in 2020, a lot of new people is going to join the ministry. But I also see that you've learned a lot of wisdom. And as the people come in, you're going to slot them into groups. I saw the book, part of my thesis that I'm writing, is also going to be the introductory course for the people joining Prophetic Edge. And then I know there will come the intermediate and the advanced as well. I see it as part of the bootcamp. I'm not saying it is, but that's what I saw. So I'm just submitting it. And then I also saw that everyone that's currently connected to you, there's a new gift that the Lord's unlocking inside each one of us. And we are, I see, like a wing, pushing. Nudging, and all of us are going, stop it. But we can't stop it because it's pushing. And I sense that at the end of 2020, it will be done. So this next 12 months is going to be a lot of nudging, a lot of pushing, a lot of fighting, but it's within the will of God. You're not going to do it. God's going to do it.
Yes. About
this. You're finish.
And then I also saw that there is three people. I don't know if they're part of the ministry yet. No, they're not. There's three people that's going to join that will help unlock the kingly mantle. I don't see them in the ministry yet. But apart from us, that's there. I'm just going to say, there is already three of us that's supposed to carry this ministry. You know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But the enemy has knocked us from all sides to prevent that from happening. But that's for each of us to work out, to sort out, to break through so that we can come into alignment. But the other three that's joined, they're already millionaires. And then the last thing that I see, you know your intro in your Prophetic Edge clip that starts from South Africa and jumps all over? I see that. But as I'm seeing that, I just hear the Lord new. So even though that is who we are in essence, God's changing that. So the intro needs to change, the clip needs to change, everything media wise needs to change. And this I just received now is because of your obedience by September, you're going to be alone in that.
And then smoke and fire.
100% pure and whole.
Okay.
Philippines, to you, Chris, Ben, and me. So, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Amen.
Of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that and openly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And with that scripture, I saw the following. So, no way. You just found that sermon just now. When we were talking about the vision of Israel coming into the right house and the religion and all that color, that's exactly what I saw. And you're on a battlefield, but it was dark. And then it's like blood everywhere, and then smoke and fire and flames. Around us. And we were bruised, and we were tired, and our equipment was full of blood. Our swords were like walls in, it was dented, and every weapon we had, everything we had with us was not able to do the job. And it's like we were being ambushed. So the more we were fighting, the more the enemy's demons were coming. It's like they were coming in multitudes. And we couldn't do anything. So we were fighting until we could just not fight anymore. And then I saw us standing up in a circle. We were standing in that formation first. But because the battle got so fierce and our enemy was attacking from every side, we couldn't stand just backing you anymore. We had to go into a circle. Because that was the only way we had full view of the enemy's attack. And then, the enemy was attacking and Satan came directly for you. So I was on the left and he was on the right, and we were kind of focused on that and these minions that were with me. And the rest of the team focused on everything else. But it got so intense that we all just thought we were gonna die. And as we saw, everybody's faces just going, but this is it. Even yours. And all of us dropped, but it's like we dropped in a file, and it's like we were sitting back to back. And it's like we were being ambushed. It's like after God showed me a overview of
an aerial view
of what was happening. And it's like I could see us sitting there, and the enemy was just coming, and almost flooding us. And then in that puddle that we were sitting, the name Jesus, 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 three times was released. It just came for all of us. It's like we simultaneously just cried out, Jesus, 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 three times. And then Jesus appeared. Like, suddenly. It was dark, and I was like, shit, Jesus comes up. And Jesus was there, and there were angels with him, but like, a lot. And immediately, when Jesus came, everything bowed. Satan had to bow. Satan couldn't do. He had to back because he was about to kill you. And he knew if he takes you up, then it's over. So he was standing right in front of me and he had a sword in his hand and he was about to die. It was over. And when Jesus came, they could obviously feel the presence because it was like this light that just burst off. And then God came and Jesus came and stood right between you and something. And everything at the bar. We were already on the floor, but we also just... and every demon, every Satan bowed. And then I saw that Jesus signed angels to each and every one of you. And the angels took us gracefully and took us safely. And we were like half out of it because of the level of attack that we experienced. It's like we couldn't even think that we couldn't give our eyes open. So we were transported, and when we woke up, when we were in our full consciousness, we were in this room, completely white. It looks like a hospital, but not. It looks like a posh hospital. But Jesus is hospital. Because it doesn't look like a hospital here. And at every bed, because everything was had a bed,
and every day there are two angels, seeing two angels. And they are there. And then I saw Jesus open, and he came to a place with me. So it's like we were all sitting, and Jesus came personally to come and check up on each and every one of us. And then he came to a place, and I was like, okay, and then it was it. Then.
What did he say in a place?
No. That's what I saw. That's how my voice starts saying. And then he touched on what God and said, God said that in this year. If the team thinks that we've been tested for, it's a shame. God's gonna come and test us now. But not to test us, to check where we're at, because we made the decision. You asked us to make a decision and to go for God. And those that is moving along with us are moving along, those that are not gonna be still in the reason. But now God's coming. But this test is, I think it's really a test. It's like God is coming and he's taking us and taking us one by one. And he's now taking us. And in this testing, he's sharpening our sight. He's sharpening our weakness. He's teaching us things.
He's equipping us. He's taking us into a combat.
But he is doing things out. The uniform thing. But you are slowly but surely going to see that all of us are just fine. It's like we're getting promoted as we go on this 12-month walk with God journey.
Okay, guys, that's what I wanted to play. There's a lot more, but I think that's the most important thing that I wanted you to hear. Both Corinne and I sense that the battle that Kirsten saw is what we've just been through. We all know Satan came to take me out. We all know it came to a point where Satan thought this is the final blow. And you guys were all tired from fighting. It's been long. And then Jesus shows up and rescues me from Satan and rescues the whole team and places us in a hospital. And two angels are assigned next to each one of us to heal us, to restore us. And Jesus addresses us. And then basically the Lord pushes you guys to start operating, to start fulfilling who he called you to be, to start surrounding me, covering me, but more importantly, stepping into what it is that you're supposed to be doing. So that is really what I felt led to share tonight. How much time's left in here? I don't know where to read how much time I've got. Somebody help me. How much time do I have left?
Just trying to check, Prof.
I'm not sure, Prophet. There's no function on the Android to see it.
Okay, well, we're finishing off now, but...
Sorry, Prof, you've got 17 minutes.
Okay, now I'll be done before that. Thank you, Stuart. So, I know tonight is really...
I'm reading it wrong. You've spoken for 17 minutes, 18 minutes now. So it's about 40 minutes long.
Okay, thank you. So, guys, I know tonight was a really harsh word. It was hard. It was heavy. But this is really, you know, if we truly want to be an apostolic prophetic ministry, then we need to be willing to receive even a rebuke with honor and with submission. And we need to be able to really be truthful to what God is saying. And none of this came out of a hard heart or an angry heart. It didn't. It really is what God is saying to this ministry right now. And I'm just asking that you guys receive it as the word of the Lord, but more importantly, don't be hearers of the word. Because I'm going to ask every one of you for feedback, and you're all going to say, I've heard, Prof, and I'm going to lie. Don't lie to God, because you're not talking to me, you're talking to him. Don't be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. And let us begin to change our behaviors and our attitudes from right now. That's the important thing. And then there's also a very good thing, is that this is the year. You guys are very blessed. You are favored. Because what other team members fought for in the first few years of the ministry, you're going to get to enjoy the fruits now. And that for me is really exciting, because it's been prophetic age is 5 years old. The ministry is about 12. But from the time that the Lord changed our name, this ministry in the name he gave us, it's our fifth year. So this is the year. 5 is the number of grace and favor, and I believe all of us are going to be tasting and seeing that the Lord is good. So I'm really excited about that. I'm asking that you guys really seriously push in over the next 21 days. Don't just not eat, because then it's a diet. It's not accepted to God. You need to be spending real time in prayer, real time in prayer. A minimum of an hour with God a day, alone. Not while you're driving, not alone with God, where you can seriously just pray, worship, meditate on the word, and listen to him, and also work through a lot of the stuff that I've been spoken about tonight. If we're going to take the next 21 days with seriousness, then I believe we're going to see the rewards that we all want to. And I try to mix not just with the heavy, weighty, you know, rebuke stuff, but I try to give you the great stuff that's coming as well and what God's going to release. So that's all, I think, on day one of the fast. And I'm really excited. I think God's going to do great things. Tomorrow I'm going for the brain scan. And we'll pray now into that. I'm believing for a clean bill of health. And Thursday I'm seeing the neurologist. But I was saying to Kaisa earlier today, even though my body is really weary and I'm tired and my emotions, my spirit man is very strong and very connected to God. And I know that my Redeemer lives, and I know that he's never failed me yet, and he's not going to stop now. So I'm quickly going to go through all of you just for a comment, not long, like maximum 2 minutes, please, or a minute per person. And then I'm going to release you, and then tomorrow night, I think Karim will be back on here. And each one of you will obviously then take your evening. I will be out for the rest of the time, but I will be part of you. And also, on the day that you are assigned to speak and to pray for the ministry, for the fast, you are also assigned to cover me. So please take that seriously. So, Karim, anything from you?
No, Prof. I have to chew this.
Yeah. Okay. Claire? Claire, are you there?
Hi, Prof. Nothing from me at this stage. I've made some notes for what it's worth for myself, and if anyone wants me to share it, I can. Because there's a lot, and I just thank you for tonight. And I thank the Lord for tonight. Thank you for giving us direction tonight for the next 21 days.
Okay.
Hello?
Yep. Okay.
Could you hear me?
I did. Thank you, Stuart.
Mm-hmm. No, that was heavy. That's a lot of stuff to process. I'm going to wait for Claire's notes and then go through it all and then, like, seriously pray about it, and then I'll get back to you on that. But right now, no. I'm just floored at the moment.
Okay. Can you, sir?
Thank you, Prof, for the rebuke and the word. Thank you for your love, continued love for that. I'll be processing still, and also from downloading what the Lord has been saying, and I'll be also reflecting and writing back and giving feedback to the team also.
Okay. Okay, Kirsten?
Nothing from you, Prof.
Marcia?
Hi there. Yeah, a lot of stuff to process, but I believe God's been showing me already what my purpose is in the ministry, and I also been praying and asking God to take out pride in me and all that kind of stuff. So that was confirmation, and rebuke was confirmation. And I will be seeking God in prayer and fasting. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Exactly. Hello? Hello? Yes, Natalie?
Thank you, Prof, today. I received everything. It was a load of information. My heart is pounding. And I have nothing to add other than thank you, and it's a privilege to be here, and I'm ready to do whatever it takes.
Okay, well, Claire, will you please end the call by committing everything to the Lord from here, and also praying in the
Lord. I'm putting mayonnaise so it's not hot for you, Alan. Can you see?
Natalie, we can hear the mayonnaise. Can you mute yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I the children.
Play. Claire. Are you there?
Thank you, Lord, for my name. Okay. Sure. Yeah, so we just come before you, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, for this wonderful time to give them your presence and hearing directly from your throne tonight. Father, we don't take any of it lightly. But we ask you, Holy Spirit, that you come and you just imprint and you reveal and you share and you deliver and you show each of us over the next 21 days as we press in, Lord. We have a part to play. We have a role to play. We are in a partnership. We are co-heirs with you, Jesus. And so we take every word tonight, Lord, and come and implant it, come and impress it, come and burn it in our heart. Even as I share the notes, just for reflection and for just direction, Father, I ask that you still continue to speak to each woman by your Spirit. And thank you, Father, tonight for Prof. Thank you for our apostle. Thank you for our leader, for our general. Thank you, Lord, that she's a pure vessel who receives, who hears from you. And tonight, as she has shared, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you just come and fill Prof, Lord. As she's emptied herself tonight, as she's emptied herself over the days gone by, Lord, come by your Spirit and fill her anew, fill her afresh. And Lord, I just pray into the next 21 days, as you've given us this instruction, I pray that each of us will be willing and obedient. We will submit to you, we will submit to everything that has been shared tonight, and that the next 21 days will bring forth all that you desire to bless. Through each one of us, from Prof through to all of us. And so I don't have many words right now, but just to say, Lord, that we love you, we honor you as our King, as our Shepherd, as our Father. And thank you, Lord, that tonight, I believe, as true sons and daughters, we have to be open, we have to welcome the voice of rebuke, the voice of discipline, the voice of chastisement, the voice of direction, and the voice of correction, which is your voice, Lord, because the word says that those whom you love will correct and chastise and discipline. And it is coming from a place of your heart, which is love. Any parent who loves the child, who wants to groom them and prepare them for love, will chastise and will discipline their child. Because it's in that place, Lord, that we are molded and we are prepared for the day of tomorrow. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We invite you to continue to speak, to continue to chastise us, to continue to uproot and do what only you can do. Thank you, Lord, for tomorrow. We will be praying into tomorrow. Thank you, Father, that you've gone ahead of Prof. Thank you even for the vision you've shown into tomorrow. And we just stand, Lord, as your daughters and your sons. And we declare that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love you guys. I love each one of you. Appreciate you. I'm not angry with you.
Viwe, you're back. So
yes, I am.
You missed a very big and important prophecy, but you'll pick it up from Claire's notes. She'll send it out. Okay. I gave everybody an opportunity just to comment on tonight, and we'll be closing off. You were the only one that wasn't given an opportunity. So is there anything you'd like to share?
Oh, sorry about that, Prof. I was struggling to log in. I just wanted to say thank you for sharing the word with us openly. And I think, yeah, it is definitely important that we do take constructive criticism, if that's what I can call it, not really criticism, but guidance. Yeah, the Lord has also been ministering to me about not taking offense, you know, like holistically, and just heeding to your leader's voice and that submission and respect. So thank you for sharing that with us. That was also confirmation for me as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, I love you all. And please just, yeah, enjoy your time with the Lord, man. Like, I know God's going to download awesome stuff to all of you. I believe that the heavens are open, so expect dreams, expect visions, and expect breakthrough. I love you guys. Tomorrow.
Love you, Prof.
Love you, Prof. Love you, Prof.
Love you, Prof.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.